In Germany today, NATO defense ministers pushed to expand the alliance's presence in Afghanistan. They also tried to heal rifts left over from last year's debate over the war in Iraq. In their first deployment outside of Europe, NATO troops are currently patrolling Kabul, the Afghan capital. But Afghan, UN, and now NATO officials aim to move NATO forces out into the provinces over the next year. From Munich, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
There are lingering tensions between the U.S. and NATO allies over strong opposition to the U.S. invasion of Iraq, particularly from France and Germany. But both European and U.S. officials say cooperation on Afghanistan and other issues is working to heal some of those rifts. NATO's new Secretary General, Jaap de Hoop Scheffer, said NATO has put a difficult year behind us and is looking ahead, not back.
I think the alliance is alive and kicking. It has an ambitious program in a very important period of transformation. Who would have dared to predict 3 years ago, 4 years ago, that NATO would be in Afghanistan? I would not have dared to.
A senior U.S. official told NPR, "I don't want to assert that all problems have disappeared, but U.S. relations with the majority of European countries continue to be good," he said. "Relations with Germany are improving," he added, saying, "We're finding ways we can work with the French." Officials say NATO's key challenge remains Afghanistan. Last summer, NATO took control of the 6,000-strong International Security Assistance Force, or ISAF, in Kabul. But Hamid Karzai's fledgling government still exerts little or no control outside of the capital. And for months, NATO leaders have talked about expanding ISAF out into the often lawless provinces where warlords, drug smugglers, and remnant Taliban fighters continue to destabilize the country. Right now, NATO has only one small team outside of Kabul. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said defense ministers today discussed expanding the NATO civil-military reconstruction teams across Afghanistan as soon as possible.
We know the model. It varies in different parts of the country, what's most important, what's needed the most. There isn't any reason why sometime in the summer we couldn't have another five that NATO stands up and some additional ones that the United States stands up.
But those new teams are not likely to be in place before Afghan elections scheduled for this June. And sources say they will likely be deployed in the north and northwest, which are relatively stable, and not in the south and southeast, which are most dangerous and in many cases most in need of help. In addition, NATO members have had trouble coming through with the necessary troops, equipment, helicopters, and logistics support to expand ISAF. Secretary General de Hoop Scheffer said he pressed members to live up to their pledges for Afghanistan.
Our mission should decide our capabilities and not vice versa. It's very important that the political commitment NATO has entered into and the political commitments ministers have made, that they can be fulfilled. After today's meeting, I am optimistic.
Eurocorps, a NATO-affiliated military planning force that includes France and Germany, will likely take command of ISAF headquarters in Kabul when Canadian troops pull out this summer. Rumsfeld today again called for NATO to consider eventually taking over the entire military security operation in Afghanistan in coming years. For Iraq, Rumsfeld reiterated that the U.S. would like more NATO help beyond the logistics support they're giving to the Polish-led International Division in the south. Asked if the still fruitless search for Iraqi weapons of mass destruction might prompt NATO members to balk at providing additional troops for Afghanistan or Iraq, Rumsfeld insisted that's not the case.
There are a number of countries that are continuing to offer up troops in Iraq. I think that people recognize that the liberation of 25 million people is important.
Rumsfeld said he again raised the possibility that NATO might take over command of the Polish-led division in Iraq later this year. Still, no formal proposal on NATO's role in Iraq came up at today's meeting. And before committing, many NATO member states want to wait and see what happens on the ground after the planned July transfer of power to Iraqis. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Munich.